I guess this kind of began maybe about a week ago. The U.S. Marshals came into our office indicating that they were looking for an individual by the name of Gabriel Verbesky. And they gave us a couple addresses in Lamar's that he may be at. And we, throughout the week, just periodically, would check for this individual. Again, he was on their most wanted list. Particularly yesterday, a Sergeant Bluff police officer observed this individual driving through their community, and he attempted to stop them, which led to a pursuit that bled into Sioux City. And these individuals obviously do not want to be caught. They've ran from police on various and numerous occasions, and as a matter of fact, they have some expertise in getting away because they've been doing this for so long. So they were able to evade capture in Sioux City, and authorities lost them in the vicinity of southern Plymouth County. So we received information that they had gotten away from authorities in the Sioux City area. We had an inkling or a feeling that they'd be coming to Lamar's. So we strategically sat up on the entrances coming to Lamar's. Within a matter of minutes, one of our patrol officers clocked a vehicle coming into Lamar's at 107 miles per hour. As the vehicle got closer, he could visibly see that this was our suspect. It was a black Ford Ranger. The officer engaged his top lights in an attempt to stop the vehicle, and much like in Sioux City, drove through the southeast portion of Lamar's and attempted to elude officers. I think it kind of came down to the point where every time he made a turn, he saw a squad car. We were really emerging on him. The entire pursuit, you know, took about 5 minutes, and the longer the time went on, the more cars were coming into Lamar's. And on Grandview Avenue here, they drove up into a yard, and the driver and a passenger fled on foot. There was another passenger that had remained in the vehicle. Officers were able to capture the two peoples, or the two individuals that ran, within about a minute.
If I may interrupt, how far did they, from their, when they left their vehicle to where they were apprehended, how far of a foot chase was that then?
About a block and a half. As I was pulling up to the scene, I observed one of our officers basically running through a front yard and into a backyard area, and that was about a block away at that time. We outlasted them on the pursuit, foot pursuit, basically. I guess we're in better shape. But they did eventually give up without incident. They didn't fight or anything like that. However, when we had the two individuals that ran in custody, we did learn that the other individual was a Chase Reason, and Chase was also on the U.S. Marshals list for most wanted. These are two bad individuals. They've been through the system. They've had a very lengthy criminal history, and their ties to Lamar's, I'm not sure, but their last run-ins with the law ended in Lamar's, and now they're behind bars.
Okay. Were there any weapons involved when you apprehended the individuals?
No, there was no weapons involved.
Okay. And have you had a chance to do a search on the suspect's vehicle to pick up was and what was found there?
Actually, as we speak, there's two officers that are searching the vehicle.
Okay.
We did have to write a search warrant, and that takes some time.
Okay.
And they're searching the vehicle as we speak. There is a part of this investigation that is drug related, and I really can't say too much in regards to that yet. However, there are charges pending in regards to narcotics, controlled substances. We did charge one individual, a passenger in the vehicle, Holly Vanderhoof. She had in her possession a considerable amount of methamphetamine.
Okay. And where specifically was the apprehension made then in southeast Lamar's? And I guess I was going to say if you can kind of, if we take a map or something and diagram or explain where the chase actually took place in the southeast quadrant.
Well, I guess the best thing I could tell you is just where Grandview Avenue kind of dead ends. Just head directly north, right in the middle of the residential yards. We had some folks come out of their backyards asking what the heck was going on. You know, we explained things to them. But it was about a block and a half north of that intersection.
Okay. Really very fortunate that given the high rate of speed that this vehicle was going, and then the fact that they were even going through residents' lawns, we're very fortunate that there were no accidents. There were no, nobody hit a house, nobody hit a car, nobody hit a pedestrian or anything like that that may have been out at that particular time.
Yeah, I think we're very fortunate. These individuals have a total disregard for anybody else but themselves. They were very reckless in what they did. Officers understand that it's very important to apprehend them. However, often we have to weigh them risks out to make sure that the public is safe. Luckily, there wasn't a lot of traffic on the roadway. Luckily, nobody was struck by them driving recklessly. What also concerned me was the fact that they ran, and if we hadn't caught them, they likely would have either A, stole another vehicle, or B, broke into a home and possibly did something to a homeowner. So I think it's very fortunate that we have a very responsive police force here. We have a police force that works well with other city departments. The fire department actually helped us in this case. Sheriff's office, and these are individuals that need to be behind bars, and that's where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You were talking about that, you know, obviously, like you said, it was very fortunate that we were able to catch them. That kind of was part of the reason what happened in Sioux City then, is that officers in Sioux City pretty much decided this is endangering the public, because I had heard that they were going the wrong way on Hamilton Boulevard on a couple of occasions.
Right. I think what happened in Sioux City was it was a high traffic area. They were going against traffic, and the capture of the individuals, the danger of that kind of outweighed the necessity to keep the public safe. And at that time, they did terminate the pursuit in Sioux City.
Okay. Can you explain and talk about the charges that have been brought up against these individuals?
Yeah. Gabe Verbaski, he was the driver. He was charged with felony eluding, speeding. Again, the officer had him at 107 miles per hour in a 45 zone, reckless driving. He failed to stop for many, many stop signs. He also had the warrant out of Woodbury County. Chase Reason. We did charge him with interference of acts because he did run from officers, and he did also have a warrant out of Woodbury County. And then Holly Vandehoof, she was charged with possession of controlled substance, intent to deliver, and failed to have a tax stamp.
The vehicle that they were driving had a Minnesota license plates on it. Was that stolen, or is that still under investigation?
We were able to ascertain that vehicle was loaned to Mr. Verbaski about 4 days ago, and Verbaski had failed to return the vehicle as he was supposed to.
Okay, all right. I guess now, Kevin, what goes on now? They're in custody at the Plymouth County Jail. They were originally wanted by U.S. Marshals. Does Plymouth County officials, including Lamar's police, do you turn them over to U.S. Marshals, or what? Or I guess, in other words, what takes precedence in terms of the charges, and who ultimately holds on to these individuals?
Yeah. Well, we have local charges on the individuals, which means that they will stay in our holding facility until those charges are they're either bond out or they've met certain criteria. However, in this case, since there's active warrants, once our charges are done here, they'll simply just be transferred to Woodbury County and held under the original charges on the warrant.
Okay. All right. So, obviously, you got to feel really relieved of the fact that your officers, along with the assistance of Plymouth County Sheriffs, were able to apprehend these individuals that probably have given law enforcement officials some nervous, you know, I mean, kind of feel a little bit ill at ease until you had them apprehended then.
You're right. I think the same way, Dennis. It's fortunate that we captured them. It's equally fortunate that nobody got hurt. Obviously, when you're dealing with bad guys, there is the potential of risk. There's the potential of officers getting hurt. Unfortunately, there's also the potential of the public getting hurt. And that wasn't the case this time, and I just feel blessed.
So. Okay. Do you want to mention how many people were involved in the case or the chase itself?
You know, originally, I can't say how many were involved in Sioux City. Once the chase ensued in Lamar's, we did have four cars that were working at that time, and we did merge onto this, the situation. Soon after that, there was three deputies along with the fire chief. So all towards the end, there was probably about eight of us.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention about it then, Kevin?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Good.